This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim.
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Good morning.
How you doing, J.J.?
I'm doing really well. I'm actually doing better than the lady who called the newspaper office pretty tore up. And what? She said, where's my Sunday paper? The newspaper employee said, ma'am, today's Saturday. The Sunday paper is not delivered until tomorrow on Sunday. Long pause on the other end of the phone, followed by a moment of clarity as she was heard to mutter, well, that explains why there was nobody at church either. So today is Friday.
Right.
Tomorrow is Saturday. Then you can be at church on Sunday.
Right. All right, Trivia Friday it is, also known as?
Learning University.
Professor Ed slipped into Barry White mode right there. Wait, do that again.
Learning University.
Baby.
In a world. The movie trailer voice.
In a world. Yeah, they're all basically the same voice.
In a world where Barry White.
In a world without Barry White. In an outpost at the edge of space. Barry White stands against universal
Stop
cataclysm.
It. Stop it. Stop it. All right. That would be a good movie, though, right there. It'd be a good comedy.
Barry White's voice.
Yes.
Holds off the aliens.
Yeah. Right. Barry White. What's the guy who does
This is CNN?
What's the guy's name?
He was Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Who was that? Who was that? Come on, who was Darth Vader? You know the
guy. It'll come to me.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. And it was three names.
This is CNN.
All right, here's what we're going to do. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We three kings of Oregon, no, we three professors are going to give you three questions each. And then we're going to ask you to call in and answer one of them and ask us a trivia question as well. Hopefully you'll do that. And then we just roll for another hour and a half right here, just about approximately here on American Family Radio. Now, Professor Ed, go ahead. Let me give the phone number. Well, a couple of things. One is we have a question, which will be a mystery.
Yes, one of these nine questions is the mystery question.
Mystery question.
We've decided about it ahead of time.
Right.
And when someone calls in, if they answer this question correctly, they hear this.
The beloved cowbell.
Yeah.
And unlike most elections, this is not rigged. when you get it correct, you are going to win a CD, Hilarious Highlights of Learning right. University, Bloopers, Outtakes, and you'll love it. Volume 2.
So,
and that's free.
It is free.
Completely free. You don't have to pay for anything.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, so you'll hear that. So when that question comes up, and that's when they answer it correctly, right?
When they answer it correctly.
Well, the other thing is if you called in and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, you've called in, you've gotten on the air to play trivia, please wait till next week, okay? Because we'd like to give as many new people an opportunity to get on the air as possible. So here's the phone number.
And if you're listening and you want to carry a handgun, there's even a longer waiting period. But that gets complicated.
We need to do a background check on what we need to do.
We're going to keep it simple.
Here's the phone number to reach us. 888, or to reach out to us. Here's the number you can use to reach out to us with heartfelt.
So we can dialogue.
Yes, so we can dialogue. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is the phone number. Professor Ed, please share with us your three questions.
Thank you, Dean Tim, and I will share. I'm going to share my heart
Share your heart.
I'm going to share my heart. Here are my three questions.
On the Andy Griffith Show, if you've been listening for a long time, you know my favorite show of all time, so I throw one in every once in a while. On the Andy Griffith Show, Gomer worked at Wally's filling station to save money to go to college and become a doctor. Is that true?
Oh, it's a true false. True false question.
Is that true or false?
Okay.
So, question number two, what is the largest poisonous reptile on the planet?
Ooh.
What is the largest? Now, going by weight, what is the largest poisonous reptile on the planet?
And did they flush it down the commode in New York? is it living in the subway?
Right.
To this
or is it on a plane
in
somewhere
the sewer
right
system,
now?
Sewer system.
In the sewer system. All right, my third question. Bible question, because I need to be a little spiritual.
Yes, you do.
According to John 5, what was the name of the pool in Jerusalem in which people could be healed after an angel of the Lord stirred up its waters? What was the name of that pool in Jerusalem?
Good questions.
Professor Jasper.
Here's what I've got. First question, a shoveler is what kind of animal? A shoveler is what kind of animal? Second question.
A shoveler?
Shoveler.
So if you're...
I don't know, but I can
look out in your
this,
backyard, you got a shoveler back there? Running around, you just say to your wife, hey.
Honey, come here and look at this.
Look
There's
at this
shoveler
back there. Did you know it's blank kind of reptile?
Animal.
Blank animal. Kind of animal.
Right.
A shoveler is what kind of animal? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Second question, only one letter, just one in the alphabet, doesn't appear in the name of any state of the United States. Which letter? Only one letter does not appear in the name of any state of the United States. So you're thinking of letters right now.
I think I got it.
So it's only one. You might be surprised.
That's interesting.
Then I've got a true or false as well. The first person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel was a 73-year-old clockmaker and cousin of Orville Wright. Is that true or false? Oh, back in 1901. I left off the date. 73-year-old clockmaker and cousin of Orville Wright back in 1901 was the first person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
I could see that because, let's face it, clockmaking? For 60 years, you're making clocks. I mean, you talk about a dull life experience.
Well, just
right
those
there.
Cuckoos coming out all the time would be rough
about.
On your nerves.
By the time you're 73, you're ready to go over Niagara Falls, and you don't care if you die.
I need at least one thrill in my life, even if it's my last.
I need something. Something. All right. Are you done? You're done there?
Yeah, he's
that's
done.
My three.
I'm going to have 15 clockmakers now sending me emails. Telling me their life is not dull.
Oh, the clockmaker union. They're already texting. Wow. They're texting right now.
All right, here are my I just didn't pick my questions out of a box this morning. I went online and I did some research. I spent a good half hour with these questions. They're mid range challenging, I would say. I'm gonna ask people to stretch themselves a little bit here. Number one, mathematicians of what civilization were the first to divide the day into 24 hours and the year into 360 days? Did y'all understand the question?
Yes.
Mathematicians of what civilization were the first to divide the day into 24 hours and the year into 360 days?
Good question is that.
I got a sneeze coming on. I don't know what's going to get here.
Well, please turn the other way.
I will turn the other way. That's why I'm warning you. I'm gonna,
we turn have a, towards
if we have a moment of silence here, you'll understand what happened. Here's the second question. What kind of bird can fly higher than any other bird up to 7 miles in the air?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
There is a bird amongst us here on the planet that can fly up to 7 miles in the air. What bird is that?
I have been 5,000 feet and seen a bird go by on several occasions, like a hawk or a vulture or something. And that's
5,000 feet. That's a mile. That's about a mile.
Yeah, but I was very surprised. Huh. I said, what are you doing up here? And he probably was thinking the same thing.
7 miles. I guarantee the bird's name begins with B-52.
Yeah. That's actually
a joke for their folks.
I think it was a group back in the 80s. But
B-52s.
All right, here's my third question. What organ in the human body is the most commonly transplanted from one human to another?
Hammond. Oh, sorry. Wurlitzer.
I was trying to think of organ names of organs. I could just could. I'm so musically illiterate. I couldn't even think of the name of an organ maker.
No, I'm talking about a human organ.
Human here. Organ.
Which organ in the human body is the most commonly transplanted from one person to another?
That's my question. And how complicated does it get when those people mark about being an organ owner on their driver's license? Don't you know the Hammond people get tired of fielding all those phone calls?
I tell you what, there's some. Well, this is a topic for another day. But you read those stories about people on the table getting operated on. They take out the wrong organ, or either they You've heard that before.
You mean they took out the wrong kidney?
That's why they take a marker.
They take a marker. They mark
they
you
leave
up.
Leave a crescent wrench in you or something.
Yeah.
Right. Vice grips.
Right. Vice grips. Hey, what happened to those? where'd we put those things?
Anybody see my cell phone?
Not only does it cause problems for TSA, and you're trying to get through the screener at the airport, but, man, when you're just saying, honey, I'm telling you, there is something that doesn't feel right. I mean, if I was going out on a limb, it feels like I got vice grips over here on this, kind of in my pancreas area.
I need to go back to the doctor. When was that surgery I had? It didn't do a bit of good.
If I had a guess, it feels like vice grips.
I'm no doctor.
Oh, my word. All right.
You left my cell phone? How am I supposed to play Candy Crush? Open that guy up.
All right. Need to go to the phones here.
All right.
Get us out of this.
All right. We're going to go to Geneva, Switzerland. No, Geneva, Minnesota. Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
Where's your town, brother?
Geneva, Minnesota is... just off of I-35.
Okay.
About 22 miles from Iowa.
Do you know where Orange City is?
Orange City?
Isn't it called Orange City, Iowa, up there in the northwest corner?
Northwest would be the other direction.
Oh, okay.
We're right on I-35.
I've been...
I-35 that goes south down into Des Moines, yeah.
Okay, well, I flew into Minneapolis, drove on... To Rochester, down through Rochester, and then on I-35, I think over to Northwest Iowa one time, Orange City to speak, and I was the only person in town that wasn't named Van something.
I just don't believe that.
I was a Dutch, Dutch
yeah.
settlement. And it was pretty cool. Anyway, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I'm going to go with the John Chapter 5.
Okay, here it is. Let me repeat the question. According to John 5, what was the name of the pool in Jerusalem in which people could be healed after an angel of the Lord stirred up its waters?
Well, depending on the translation, it's either Bethesda or Bethsaida.
Yes, you're right.
Nicely done, Tim.
Very good.
Way to get us started.
Good Bible question, good Bible answer.
Yes.
All right. You want to fire away with yours to us?
Yes. This one's an Olympic one. I was doing some research on this a couple weeks ago. The question is of the modern Summer Olympics, which Rio is the 31st of the modern Summer Olympics. How many have been held south of the equator?
Good. Well, actually, I can't answer that question right now, Tim, because I'm currently being robbed at gunpoint.
I don't
feel like I could.
You got a gun pointed at your vice grips.
Oh, man. What was the question again now?
How many of the Summer Olympics have been held south of the equator?
Since when?
Of the 31. Rio's the 31st.
All the Summer Olympics.
Of the 31.
All right, let us
how many are south?
Let us talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, don't say yes or no
you
yet.
You got that one. And then there's two. I'm thinking of that
no,
other.
No, hold on, hold on.
And then
a
there's three.
South of the equator.
Yeah.
South of the equator. I'm gonna say this is the first one.
That's what I think.
Really?
I think this is the first one.
There was Mexico City, back in 64, 68.
Look at you. 68.
Yeah, but not. This is the first one. We're gonna say one.
I'm going
this,
with the dean.
This is the only one.
Tim.
Okay. The answer is three.
Huh.
Three. 1956, Melbourne, Australia. 2000 Sydney, Australia, and now Rio.
I forgot about Australia.
I was thinking South America only. I don't know why, but I didn't think about Australia.
Australia down
south
under.
The equator. Yeah, we weren't.
That's right, mate.
Yeah. All right. So good.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Take care. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. The Olympics. Yeah, twice held in.
I remember Sydney. Of course, the 50.
What was the other one?
He said 54 or something, didn't he? It was someplace in Australia.
Crikey. We were so close.
Crikey.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
We go to Buzzard Roost, Mississippi.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Melody is on the line. Now that's – Melody, how long have you lived in Buzzard Roost? And isn't that just the most irritating thing in the world when you order something online?
No, what's bad is when you have to call India
and tell them you're from Buzzard Roost.
Could you repeat, please, to me that town again? Anyway, go ahead,
Melody. Buzzard Roost, where is that in Mississippi?
It's near Loosedale.
Okay, Loosedale.
And that's legit. That really is. That's not just the nickname. That's your real town.
It's a little suburb, or not, it ain't even a suburb, it's just a little community, I guess.
Okay, I've got a million questions, but I'll just go with one. Does your mayor wear a white tuxedo, and is his first name Boss?
I don't think they have a mayor. I don't think it's incorporated. That's what she's saying. It's a
community.
A little small, yeah.
I love the name.
Yeah.
Great. Melody, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right. What question you want to take a shot at?
I want to try the shoveler.
Okay. Melody?
They call me the shoveler.
A shoveler.
I'm the shoveler. I roam around. Anyway, I don't know why that came to my mind.
Those ditch diggers down here. I mean, I don't know.
Melody, a shoveler is what kind of animal?
If it was a person, I would say it was a ditch digger, but... Right.
An animal.
It's an animal. Is it a spoonbill duck?
It is a duck.
Wow.
You're exactly right.
A spoonbill duck.
Yeah.
Where are these creatures live?
I just had duck on my trivia thing. It says, what kind of animal? And the answer was a duck.
They're from the northern hemisphere. I'm not really for sure.
Did they participate?
Well, you got it right.
I wonder if they participated in the Olympics in the southern hemisphere, though. Maybe.
Only Australia.
Right. Hey, Melody, do you have a question for us?
They have Animal Olympics.
Yes. I would like to see if y'all know this. He was talking about the Andy Griffin Show, so I come up with the I Love Lucy Show. In the I Love Lucy Show, what was Lucy and Ricky's friend's name? They live under the apartment below them.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
Hang on.
Are you talking about the couple they hung out with all the time?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Red and Ethel.
Yes,
Fred and Ethel.
Fred and Ethel. Mertz.
Yeah, that's her last
All
name.
All right.
That's right. We clap for ourselves.
We do, but it was relatively, if you watch the show, they're on there all the time.
I like the part where Fred would say, I'm going to knock you to the moon, Ethel. Oh, wait. That was Andy.
That was the honeymooners.
Andy Griffith.
Hey, one of the top 10, maybe top 5 funniest scenes in all of television was when Ethel and Lucy. Are doing the candy.
On the conveyor belt.
That's
it would be great if all the TV shows could go back to shows like the Andy Griffin and I Love Lucy and Leave It to Beaver.
Good, clean humor.
They were genuinely funny. I mean, you know.
But they had to be more creative. They couldn't rely on vulgarity.
They still are. Yeah, I heard a quote, Melody, years ago that stuck with me. They said, you remember when the best humor used to be the good, clean kind? It still is.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen, it JJ.
Is. But now you have to laugh at the homosexuals and all the other kind of stuff that goes on TV. And that's why we don't do the TV thing.
Yeah, right. Good for you. Yeah. Well, pray for America and pray for the entertainment industry. Hey, Melody, thanks for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
Yes, y'all too. Thank y'all. Bye-bye.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We've had calls from Minnesota and Mississippi.
Minnesota.
So far. Let's go back to the phone, see if we can get another call in.
I say we go to Texas. What do you guys say? We're going to go to Sally Mills, Texas, and John is on the line. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, fellas. Y'all keep me laughing so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Got to have a little fun.
John, I love the name of your town, Sally Mills, Texas. I've got five daughters, and my wife's a girl also. So I got to tell you, that sounds like a...
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, it sounds like a brand of
a
purse.
We didn't ask you that when you applied for a job here. We just assumed it. Good that you've confirmed it.
No, that sounds like some shoes or something. What do you got? Sally Mills. Wearing some Sally Mills. Tell us about your town. Where are you? And tell us something interesting about Sally Mills.
Well, it's actually Valley with a V. But when we first moved there, my wife called the city hall and asked, what's the best thing about Valley Mills? And they said, we're only 11 miles from Clifton.
Hey, that brochure writer is no longer employed for Valley Mills.
Oh, my word.
Oh, that's excellent. Hey, John, ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, I'd like to do both.
All right.
I was going to, when I was in college, I was a plumber's helper. And I was a shoveler, so I knew you weren't asking about me. I thought I would ask about the letter of the state.
All right, John, only one letter in the alphabet doesn't appear in the name of any state of the United States. Which letter?
I think it's X.
No, sir.
That's what I would have said. What's X?
Everybody thinks that. New Mexico. Well, don't just yell out letters. New Mexico has got the X.
Mexico.
So there are a couple of those letters that immediately come to mind, but X is in New Mexico. So you made it easier for the next guy, John. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. There is a college in the state of Colorado, since we're at Learning University. I want to ask you a college question. There's a college in Colorado where Native Americans go free for tuition. Which one is it, and where is it located?
There's a college in Colorado where Native Americans go for free tuition, and is this like a well-known?
Well, it's well-known for the Native Americans.
Oh, okay, I guess so. It's free. I wonder what their mascot is. What is their mascot? Can you tell us that? Is it like the
I don't really
the Indians
know.
Or
it's the shoveler.
The shoveler?
It's the spoon-billed duck.
The Blank State University shovelers take the field.
Yes.
Okay. Hey John, obviously you got us stumped. What's the answer?
Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado.
All right.
And that's free tuition for Native Americans.
What percentage of blood DNA do you have to get in there? For free,
I think it's pretty small.
Because I've been seeing those DNA tests, you know, on TV. I've been seeing this on TV, and then they got this.
You mean like for your ancestor?
Your ancestry, and then they got what kills me is they got the pie chart, you know, and everybody they're breaking it down to I'm 1/16 Mongolian. You know, I had no idea. I'm gonna celebrate my Mongolian roots.
Well, I used to teach there, and I noticed that when the tribe, verified that they were part of the tribe, they could go fishing.
John, I checked into one of those things, and I got discouraged. Immediately, they told me that the native language of my ancestors was Pig Latin. That just made me suspect about all that DNA and how accurate that is.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, thanks, John.
You take care. All right, what we're going to do right here is regroup. It's always left to me to get this thing back on track. I don't know. I try. We'll be back after the short break, and then we will
give
our questions again, and as Professor Ed says, continue the learning.
Next time on Today's Issues, we'll talk with Dinesh D'Souza, author of Hillary's America.
And you've spent trillions of dollars trying to fix the problem, but these people are not a whole lot better off than they were in 1968. I do think the Democratic Party does bear some responsibility for that.
We'll also talk with Joel Pollack, author of See No Evil, 19 Hard Truths the Left Can't Handle. That's next time on Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR, and online at AFR.net.
Since I've led tours for many years to the Holy Land, Israel, many people ask me, what's your favorite place to go? I have two, really. The Garden Tomb and Calvary, and the Sea of Galilee. Now, I like all the places we stop along the way in Israel, but those two places in particular are very special and meaningful. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We'll be going to all the places you've read about in the Bible since you were a child. It's going to be a very special tour of Israel, the Holy Land, March 9 through 17, 2017. We're taking a direct flight from New York to Tel Aviv. For all the information on this tour, just call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and leave us your name and your address, and we'll send you a brochure. 800-FAMILIES, option 5, or visit the website twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next. Donald Trump is in Louisiana today to comfort flood victims, doing what President Obama so far has refused to do. The president under fire for his dismissive attitude, choosing to play golf and feast on fine food and sleep in luxury, while Southerners bunk down in shelters and stand in chow lines. Mr. Trump is, quite frankly, acting presidential. In recent days, his tone and tenor has shifted, expressing regret for some of his past remarks and returning to the core campaign issues that made him the Republican nominee in the first place. But it could be unscripted moments like the Louisiana visit where we can truly get a sense of who Donald Trump is, the man. If nothing else, his visit will bring attention to the worst natural disaster since Hurricane Katrina. For more on this story and to find out how you can help the flood victims, check out ToddStearns.com.
I would just ask you,
is that not one of the best TV theme songs?
I love that Marcus Welby MD theme music. That is awesome. That just takes me back.
I would just ask you, people, is your map on fire? Ask yourself, how you doing?
We should all be on fire.
How you doing in life?
For
is
the
your
kingdom.
Map on fire? Like Bonanza. I wasn't a huge Western, but I know a lot of people were, but Bonanza was. Well, I love Bonanza.
Oh, Bonanza was great.
Yeah, Bonanza was.
It was a, you know, a little bit funny sometimes.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, the
and
brothers.
The characters,
characters.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I was a Western guy. Back in the day, you had good, clean cartoons on Saturday while you're eating a bowl of cereal with about an inch of sugar in the bottom. And then immediately
I know,
after
I remember
that,
those days.
Even at, and then after that, you had Westerns. Man,
yeah.
They were just wonderful. I could just watch those all.
Yeah, those were the days.
All day on Saturday.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air every Friday. We're trying to make America better. And as Professor Barry White's back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a cast of characters in here. What's the word you say?
In a world.
He invented a word here that we use often on betterer.
Oh, betterer. That's right.
Better. Make you betterer.
That's right.
And I added smarterer.
Yes.
Make you a smarterer person.
Yeah.
That's our goal. Okay, so here we go with repeating our let me get the phone number again. 888. This phone number is
unlocks untold mysteries.
Really? Mysteries of the universe.
Mysteries.
By calling this phone number right here? Wow.
You believe that,
what a
folks.
Depressing universe. If that's all we got. All right, here's the phone number. 888-589-8840. That's to reach us here. Don't call. I don't mean that like it sounds. We want you to call, but we want you to call if only if you haven't gotten on the program in the last 4 weeks.
Right.
Because we like give folks and new people an opportunity to get on the air. Here's the phone to reach us on Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840. This is American Family Radio. That's what you're listening to. Our email address is comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. American Family Radio. Professor, Ed is going to repeat his questions that have heretofore, I said heretofore, gone unanswered.
Yes. Here's a first one. On the Andy Griffith Show, Gomer worked at Wally's filling station to save money to go to college and become a doctor. Is that true or false? Mm-hmm. Second question, what is the largest poisonous reptile on the planet? What is the largest poisonous reptile on the planet? Now, we're not talking length. We're talking overall size, so weight would be included. And I will add a question. What was the first state to join the union? What was the first state to join the union?
Good questions.
There wasn't a union, though.
What now?
How can you join a union if you're the first state?
Well, the union was created by the Constitution that was adopted, and this was the first state to ratify it and to join under the Constitutional Republic.
Always got to be some fine print.
A union of one.
Yes. Well, that is true. That is but they were the only ones to join. That
right.
It's not really a union.
That's what when you have these little local things, the first annual and whatever it is, fish fry for whatever.
First annual.
Yeah, and you go, well, how many have y'all had? What's the first annual? Yeah. Here's what I've got. Only one letter in the alphabet doesn't appear in the name of any state of the United States. It's not X, which I thought X would be the obvious one, but that's in New Mexico. So which letter in the alphabet doesn't appear in any name of any state in the United States? Second question, true or false? First person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel was a 73-year-old clockmaker and cousin of Orville Wright back in 1901. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one. Thinking about the Olympics, who is the only woman to medal in six consecutive Olympics, including this one? Only woman to medal in six consecutive Olympics, which is huge.
That's a lot of meddling in people's business right there.
And that's unusual because it is a young person's sport.
Yeah, unprecedented.
Right. So, wow.
I recuse myself on that. Yesterday. He told me that.
Hey, and while we're here, let me say thank you to both of you guys. Thank you all for not participating in the Olympics this year. Just to give somebody else a chance to win. And that was very unselfish of both of you.
Don't mention it, really. We lose our reward.
And don't mention it again, please.
Yeah, please
because
don't, yeah.
The people out there are just they're just laughing.
You know, the Food Olympics only comes around
every year.
Yeah, so it's usually
held at Golden Corral.
Yeah right. We bowed it. Jeff Foxworthy, sir.
Yeah, that's right. He's the master.
He's one of the referees. Yeah.
Go ahead, and what is that? What you got? Is that all you got?
Here
are my three questions. Okay. Mathematicians of what civilization were the first to divide the day into 24 hours and a year into 360 years? Yes, I'm asking you to reach way down in there and find answers, or way up in there, whichever, I don't know. What kind of bird can fly higher than any other, up to 7 miles in the air?
Hmm.
7 miles in the air, this bird is roaming around by himself or herself. I guess it doesn't matter what sex you are. That's your target. Anyway, number three, what organ in the human body is the most commonly transplanted from one person to another? What's the most commonly transplanted human organ? Back to the phones.
Back to the phones. We go to Barlow, Kentucky, and Eric is on the line. Eric, welcome to the program.
Good morning. First-time caller to Trivia Friday.
Hey,
well, welcome, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Eric, I'm originally from Kentucky, so I got to ask you, Louisville or the Cats? Who do you pull for?
Cats.
Go Big Blue.
That's an easy question.
We're not on in Louisville yet, so when we get on in Louisville, we can't be having that.
If the Cats aren't playing, I will root for Louisville. I'm a kind of an odd person when it comes to that. Most people are.
You don't have any.
Hard.
There's no hate.
I understand that.
There's no hate in your heart, is there?
No, there's none at all.
Yeah,
none at all.
Yeah, I root for Mississippi State in all sports except basketball. And then I have to kind of got a dual citizenship there. Hey, Eric, which question?
You know the guy that was I met a guy one time. He said he was an Alabama football fan and a Kentucky basketball fan. I said to you, that is not fair.
Yeah, true.
You can't do that. You got to suffer sometime.
Huh? That's a nice
you
hybrid.
Can't be.
Right there.
True.
Yeah. All
I
right.
Just picked winners.
Me you're a Alabama football, Kentucky basketball. Right.
Hey, anyway. Eric, you want to ask or answer or do both?
I'm going to try both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to try for the bird, the highest flying bird.
Oh, good, because I want to hear the answer to
okay,
this.
Okay, which, let me see, let me, okay, which kind of bird can fly higher than any other up to 7 miles in the air?
Okay, I'm not sure, and there's a couple of possibilities.
Right.
But I'm going to go with the albatross.
No. That's no? That, okay. That's a good guess, but that's not right. It's been mentioned on this show before inadvertently this hour last by one of our panelists, one of our professors here.
Oh, so that's a little clue.
Yes, okay. But anyway, good guess, brother. What's your question for us?
Okay, before I ask the question, speaking of towns and odd names, I live close to Paducah, which is well known to be halfway between Monkey's Eyebrow and Possum Trot.
Monkey's Eyebrow.
It's true. It's true. Yes.
Monkey's
it
Eyebrow.
It is true, yes.
Oh, well, listen, that can't be true because I happen to know for a fact monkeys don't have eyebrows.
I don't think they live in Western Kentucky either.
If they pinch their horn, they do.
All right. Monkey's Eyebrow. I'll be a monkey's eyebrow. No, it's where I live. I'll be a monkey's eyebrow. No, it's where I
right
live.
Right down the road from Buzzard Roost.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's your question for us, Eric?
Okay. My question, I'm going to give credit to a friend I work with. He came up with this. What metal made the Mad Hatter mad?
What metal made the Mad Hatter mad?
So this is in Alice in Wonderland?
It's kind of a riddle, but
which is
what metal made the Mad Hatter mad?
Politically, today we are living in Alice in Wonderland.
That's true.
Am I right?
You are right.
Falling
through the rabbit hole or whatever that was. What made the Mad Hatter? What metal made the Mad Hatter mad? I'm terrible at riddles, so I'm just going to bow out.
Yeah, I'm going to go on and say, well, I'll be a monkey's eyebrow. I have no clue.
We don't know.
You got us, Eric.
Okay. The metal is mercury, the only liquid metal. And during the hat-making process back in the 1800s and early 1900s, they used mercury, and they would dip the hats into this solution. And the vapors from the mercury got into the bloodstream of the hatters, the guys that made the hats, and they went crazy. Most of them went crazy.
Hence the Mad Hatter.
Huh.
That really was a term that, because they were there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where that term comes from, Mad Hatters, and that mercury is the metal that made Mad Hatters mad.
I don't know how many construction sites you've been on, but you might need to add Mad Painters.
We have some lead in there too.
Hey,
thank
Eric,
you, brother.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Eric.
Great question, brother.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air, and we're back in school here, and so it's time to show how smart you are,
right?
With America
or aren't America?
Yeah.
So should we go back to the phones?
I think we need to go back to the phones.
Well,
Ed.
We're
going to
go
somewhere
in Texas, and Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's first
welcome.
Time caller, too.
All right. Great. Welcome aboard.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks for calling, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I think I'm going to go to the safe route. I'm going to go with the only letter, not on the
Yeah. Joe, here's the question. Only one letter in the alphabet doesn't appear in the name of any state of the United States. Which letter is it, Joe?
I think it's letter Q.
You're exactly right.
Q is correct.
Now, I immediately thought of X, which New Mexico.
Right, me too.
Then I thought, oh, it's bound to be Z. because you're thinking California, right, Alabama. Right. But then you've got Arizona.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's you're exactly right.
No Q out there
in any of the states.
USA. Wow.
All the rest of the letters are used. Mm. Way to go, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's your question for us, Joe?
Okay. I have a sport question. Which is the only player to hit a inside the park grand slam?
The only player to, you're talking about a Major League Baseball, right?
On a Major League Baseball. Yeah.
Wait a minute now. Are you saying
an inside the park
grand
slam?
There's only been one inside the park grand slam in the history of Major League Baseball?
Walk off, sorry. Inside the park walk off grand slam. So you have to be, it has to be
the end of the game.
Inside the park, a walk off, end of the game.
Yeah, okay, so in other words, it went to a place inside the park somewhere that the player on third would score. That ends the game, and that's considered a walk off inside the park.
No. The bases are loaded, and the hitter hit an inside the park walk off grand slam.
Which
it's a grand slam because the bases are loaded.
Technically speaking, you can't have a walk-off inside the park home run because he's running, and he has to make it to home plate. A walk-off would be somebody who hits it over the field. But
He's the winning run.
I'm being technical here.
Nine inning, two outs, bases loader, losing by three runs, and everybody scoring, including the hitter.
I'm a pretty good historian on Major League Baseball, but I don't know who that would be.
I have no idea.
I'm going to guess. JJ, you got a guess here?
What can I ask, how long ago was it? Was it like in the 40s or 50s?
1954, I believe.
Okay, that helps.
Well, 1954, the most famous player of them would either be
Mickey Mantle.
It would be Mantle, wasn't it? Was that post DiMaggio right there? We're gonna say Mickey Mantle.
Nope.
Who was it?
The answer is Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente,
another famous player from
Pittsburgh
from back
Pirates.
In the day.
He was from what country was he from?
Was he from
Puerto Rico?
Was he Puerto Rican or Dominican Republic?
No, he was Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Okay,
Puerto Rican. Yeah, he died in a plane crash.
Yes,
he died in a plane crash, and he was at the.
He was on his way to take supplies to a disaster area or an African nation or something like that.
He was one of the top five players in Major League Baseball at the time of his death. Yeah, he was wonderful.
What about having a thing in baseball history that nobody's broken to this day? That's pretty impressive. Yeah. That's a great trivia question. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, thank you, guys.
Take care, brother. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
I want to change my voice.
You switched from.
I want to be a real boy.
You switched from Barry White to Pee Wee Herman or Howdy Doody. I don't know what you are. You said you were who there?
Well, Pinocchio did the Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
I'm a real boy.
Yeah, I'd really have Barry White voice there.
All right,
so anyway, repeat your questions, Professor Ed.
Okay, here we go. On the Andy Griffith Show, Gomer worked at Wally's Filling Station to save money to go to college and become a doctor. Is that true or false?
Who? Gomer?
Gomer.
A doctor? Okay.
Well, is it true or false?
I know.
That's the question.
All right.
Second question, what is the largest poisonous reptile on the planet?
Wow.
And then what
JJ ever wrestled it? Because he's wrestled a lot of things.
And
animals.
On my bucket list is to box a kangaroo. If I get one that's a little
My understanding is they are very, very tough.
But there's one out there close to retirement, maybe a little nearsighted.
That you could take?
I think I could, yeah. If it was like three rounds,
well, I'll
2 minutes
tell you what,
each.
I'll pay to watch it.
Pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. final question is, what was the first state to join the Union? A little bonus question, what year did that state join? That's what I got.
JJ?
Here's what I've got. Start off with true or false. The first person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel was a 73-year-old clockmaker, also a cousin of Orville Wright back in 1901. True or false? Second question, who is the only woman to medal in six consecutive Olympics, including this one? And then I'll add one, multiple choice. How many knights could sit around Camelot's round table? A, 15, B, 55, or C, 150? How many knights could sit around Camelot's round table? 15, 55, or 150?
Here are my three questions. What kind of bird can fly higher than any other bird, up to 7 miles in the air? 7 miles in the air this bird can go. It's the only bird, it's the highest flying bird. Number two.
Tower, November 673, Bravo Tango. We're going to have to give way to this bird. We're 7 miles up, and I don't know. We're just going to have to give a little, need another frequency altitude change.
This bird's trying to stare me down. Number two, mathematicians of what civilization were the first to divide the day into 24 hours and the year into 360 days?
The shovelers.
There had to be a first time. Somebody had to start this 24-hour news cycle,
right.
And 365 days a year, being 365 days being a calendar year.
Okay.
What mathematicians of what civilization were the first to do this? Number three. Which organ in the human body is the most commonly transplanted from one person to another? That's my third question. Back to the phones.
All right. Now, this is going to stretch my credulity here.
Wow. Chocolate, does that hurt?
It does. If you stretch chocolate.
You better loosen it up.
We're going to Chocolateness, North Carolina. Do you guys think that's real? Chocolateness?
It doesn't sound real.
All right. Nikki is on the line. Nikki, come on now. You really live in Chocolateness?
It's Chocowinity.
And I guess your mayor's Willy Wonka, huh?
It could be.
Nikki, okay, it's a real place. It's called what now?
Chocowinity.
I'll just say that Hershey really messed up putting their plant in Pennsylvania. Yeah. They should have moved it to North Carolina and had it in your town.
Well, Nikki, what are you nearby? What town are you nearby?
Greenville.
Yep. South Carolina or North Carolina?
Chocowinity.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
I got you.
Great.
Yeah. Greenville, South Carolina. It's on the border of North Carolina.
Oh, I see.
So anyway, we're getting too complicated here.
Ask, answer, or both, Nikki?
Ask.
Ask? Okay, go right ahead. Ask your question.
I want to answer. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I wanted to answer a question about the organ.
Okay, here's the question. Which organ in the human body is the most commonly transplanted from one person to another?
I'm just going to guess the kidney.
Nicely done, Nikki.
Is right. You could have been several answers there.
So right.
But kidney is the most transplanted organ. That is absolutely correct. Good way to go.
All right.
Is that all you had, Nikki?
That's it.
Okay, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, American Family Radio. Our email address is comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net.
If you want to call and complain about a question or suggest a question, I mean...
Yeah, we have a Bangladesh office for you. We'll give that number out in a few minutes here.
Thank you for the holding. We're glad you called.
Complaints.
Almost glad.
My name is Robert. Yeah, buddy. Your name is Robert. All right, so anyway... back to the phone.
All right, back to the phones we go. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Donovan is on the line. Donovan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for answering, man.
That's good.
Thanks for calling from Hattiesburg, MS. Appreciate it.
Hey, Donovan, I guess you were kind of took notice when your boy there wound up getting the Hall of Fame from help
Brett
me out.
Favre?
Yes, Brett Favre. Yeah.
NFL Hall of Fame.
With all the recent attention, with him making Southern so proud there in your neck of the woods.
Man, I wish I could meet him. Honestly, I never met him, but one day I guess I will get a chance.
There you go. Hey, Donovan, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both, but how many questions can I answer?
Well, you can only answer one.
Right, for now, because we got to have.
We still got a half an hour left, so right. just pick okay. one, pick one, and
make your family proud.
And then we'll repeat the question, and then you can try to answer it. Which one did you want to try to answer?
The largest reptile.
All right.
Is poisonous.
Okay, what is the largest poisonous reptile on the planet?
Is it the Komodo dragon?
It is the Komodo dragon.
Oh! The Komodo dragon.
And that is
hey,
the
that
mystery
cowbell
question.
Rang right there. The
yes,
mystery question.
The mystery question. That means, Donovan, that you have won a free CD,
right.
Hilarious Highlights Volume 2 from this here show.
Right.
So when we are through with you on the phone, don't hang up, Donovan. We're going to put you on hold, and then we'll get your mailing information and get that out in the mail to you.
Donovan, what's this called now, this creature?
The Komodo dragon.
The Komodo dragon.
I saw it on National Geographic a while ago.
That's where I got the question from. I was watching that same show, and I
you
said,
gotta admit,
I'm going to write that thing
it
down.
It would be a cool name for a pro wrestler.
The Komodo dragon.
Yes. It would be.
And the only difference between Loch Ness Monster and the Komodo dragon, he's shown himself a whole lot more times.
Yes. Komodo dragon?
That's yes. Right.
Is there another name for that? What are those big lizards that they have in Central and South America?
I think that's it, huh?
Well, the Komodo dragon is a big, large, it's the largest monitor lizard in the world, and it's on an island, I guess, Komodo. And
aren't they about the size of a tiger, something like that? Because that'd
no,
be pretty
they,
scary.
No, they get real long, and they weigh, I forgot to write down the weight. Their average weight. I think they're about 150 pounds or something. It was fascinating because one of them was going after a water buffalo. Now you say, what? Water buffalo? And I was watching, I guess the same show Donovan was watching, and it bit this thing on the leg. And these Komodo dragons followed this thing around for weeks because it gets weaker and weaker and weaker, and then it just dies.
Wow.
And then they eat.
Well, I think it's safe to say, you know, that. It's obviously the exterminator's biggest challenge.
Yes.
You get one of those in your basement, and you call the exterminator.
They're hard to get rid of.
That they might just hang up and go, sorry, we were out of cell service.
Do they make good can your house train them?
I think
they make good pets?
They're illegal. But I will say this. One time I got real sick, and I had to run to the Komodo.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay.
I know that's a long way to go for a joke.
Yeah, that was stretching it. So you got your Komodo dragon.
Good job, Donovan.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I got a question. I'm going to see how I'm going to voice it, how I'm going to ask it. Where is the longest man-made beach in the world?
The longest man-made beach in the world.
The longest?
Donovan, that's a good question. We're going to kind of talk amongst ourselves
here. Yeah, let's
talk
amongst ourselves.
Don't say yes or no yet.
Longest man-made. Where's he from?
Now, I don't know about the world, but it seems like somebody has said that Sandestin on the coast, not too far from where Donovan is, that they truck in or originally trucked in all that sand. I don't know. I'm going to say Sandestin.
Wouldn't a beach like that be
already
natural
there.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to have a man-made reservoir or lake.
Even be like Saudi Arabia where they've got ski lodges.
Go ahead
and
answer the question.
All right, you got us, Donovan. What is it?
It is on the coast of Mississippi. It's from Biloxi to Henderson Point. It's 26 miles.
Longest man-made beach in the world?
Yep. This long, I've always been taught.
Cool. Very, very, very interesting.
Good trivia.
All right, Donovan,
question.
We're going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere, and congratulations.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. We need your address.
I put him on hold.
Okay, we'll send you a Komodo dragon to whatever address you give us. Be careful when you open that box. We'll be back.
I hear they're poisonous.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.